Preparing for Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and Editor, Vitaly Boyka. Reading to you today, David Moroshny. Money Management According to the Bible. Money is a good servant, but a bad master. Francis Bacon. The role of money in our life. Number one, earn money by honest work. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Number two, all that we have is not ours. It belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalm 24, verse 1. All we have belongs to God. Consequently, we are not in the right to use our resources as we please. We are only the managers. We must use money, skills, and every other resource wisely and preferably for God's work. Number three, how should we as Christians spend our money? Provide for our families. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Also, donate to the work of God. Your own church should be the highest priority in your giving. Your church is your family in Christ. You grow and are being fed spiritually there. Supporting the church enables the church to bless you. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. Share with the needy. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 21. Question: how do I manage God's money entrusted to me? Is God pleased with me? Number three, why does the love of money prevent me from believing in God? The priorities that arise out of the dependence upon and love for money are contrary to God's priorities and commandments. It is important to note that the Bible recognizes money, but condemns dependence on money. Scripture warns us against the desire for quick and easy gain. A faithful man will abound with blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. Number four, the correct attitude towards money removes dependence on it. Money should play a secondary role in our lives. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Two things I request of you. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. Our main task is to seek the kingdom of God. Practical advice: seek first God and his kingdom. He will provide and help with the rest. We are to strive to be content with what we have. We should not set our hearts on obtaining things at any price. It is more important to learn to be pleased with and grateful for the blessings that we already have. It is important to save money for future needs. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their food in the summer. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 25. Tithing according to the Bible. What does the Old Testament say about the ministry of giving? Number one, tithe existed long before Mosaic law. Abraham lived 700 years before Moses when he met Melchizedek. Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. Jacob lived 500 years before the Mosaic Law. When he fled to Mesopotamia, he asked God for blessings on the way and promised a tenth. Number two, tithing is fixed by the law of Moses. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 27, verses 30 through 32. Number three, the Lord strictly punished those who did not observe the principle of tithing. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. The Old Testament principle, 1/7 of our time and 1/10 of our income should belong to God. The doctrine of giving in the New Testament. Number one, Jesus did not abolish tithing. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Number two, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Matthew chapter 22, verse 21. While paying taxes to the state, we must not forget about the sacrifice to God. Number three, borrowing and lending money. It is important to avoid borrowing. Do not owe anything to anyone except mutual love. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. It is good to lend money to others if it is possible, and do good and lend without expecting anything in return. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Do not be a co-signer in the debts of others. Do not lend to other believers for interest. Summary. Number one, mandatory tithing is the commandment of the Old Testament law. Christians are free from the execution of the law of Moses, including forced tithing. If we voluntarily decide to pay tithings, then this is an act of grace. Number two, how much should we give to the Lord? Apostle Paul taught, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. And as he proposes in his heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. This is a question of our conscience before God. Number 3. Christ taught, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. And the righteousness of the Pharisees in the matter of tithing was impeccable. Number 4. Christ approved the practice of tithing, but commanded his disciples to exceed it. Number 5. Some said, Abraham began tithing, Jacob continued, Moses commanded, Malachi ordered, and Jesus approved it. Practical advice on giving from the Apostle Paul. Please read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 11 through 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. According to this verse, our giving must be first systematic. Lay something aside or storing up. It must be common, each one of you, and it must be constant on the day, first day of the week. Key verse, so let each one of you give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7.